Brewers down to their final out now. Now up to Christian Yelich. Here it is. Yelich sends one to right center and deep.
Welcome back to the Ike Brewers Podcast. My name is KJ Eichstead. I'll be your host. And Brewers fans, I'm not going to lie, we had an entire episode recorded for you all. We were producing it, and then all of a sudden, the Brandon Woodruff news dropped. And that changes everything. So I thought, should we put the other pod out? Should we just roll with it? Maybe put something in the comments? Or should we record something new? And truthfully, if it was like a tiny change, I think we would have rolled with the original pod. But this is a pretty big change, Brewers fans. I'm not going to lie. So just coming at you with a little bit of a in-the-moment, everything-you-need-to-know pod. Long story short, if you missed it, Brandon Woodruff was announced, shockingly, by Craig Counsell to be out for this series at least. He's got something wrong with his shoulder. And to be honest, it doesn't sound good. Like, it sounds like he might be done. I don't want to say that's for sure, but let's see. They called it, like, what did they call it? They called it a capsular injury. So if anyone knows what that means, that's not like a regular injury. It's a capsular injury in the shoulder. I don't know, man. I mean, this is really interesting because the... There's been so many injuries around Wisconsin sports. Like, there's the Bucks with Chris Middleton, Drew Holiday, Giannis, you know, all missing time at various points, costing the Bucks dearly in their championship window. There was the Packers with David Bakhtiari and Aaron Rodgers whenever he went down. So there's injuries all over the place. But the Brewers luckily have been pretty unscathed. Obviously, Christian Yelich's injury really changed his whole career. He's getting back on the right track, but not quite an MVP candidate like he was. Woodruff is a bona fide ace. He was 5-1 with a 2.28 ERA over his last 11 starts. And, like, if this was 10, 20 years ago, would they have discovered this injury? That's the fascinating part. I have no idea. I'm not saying, like, pitch through it because clearly it's baseball and you can't exactly do that. But it's interesting to see, like, how severe this injury might be. If he's done, that's a big blow to the Brewers because their big strength was having the 1-2-3 punch atop the rotation. Even if you look at their stats batting-wise up against the D-backs, who are their first-round opponent, the Arizona Diamondbacks, they're going to have home field advantage. That's big. Brewers will be playing in Milwaukee. They play pretty well there. But the Diamondbacks have a 250 team average. Brewers have 240. Diamondbacks have scored 18 more runs than the Brewers, so that's not a ton. But the Brewers actually gave up like 0.75 runs less per game on average. So the Brewers' big edges in pitching, as with most teams. You know, Brewers have the fifth best record in baseball. So really, all the teams that were spending big are sitting at home right now, most of them at least. Obviously, there's a few exceptions to the rules, but the Mets, they spent huge. They're sitting on the couch. You got the Yankees. They spent massive. They're sitting on the couch. The Padres, the ones that got Hader, right? They're sitting on the couch. Hader himself refused to go in the game. They're sitting on the couch. And it just goes to show, like, the way that the management has kind of put this team in position to succeed. It's now or never, right? No matter what happens, that's like got to be the attitude. I know everyone's a little shaken up because this news is so sudden, but it's now or never. Like, you have two bona fide starting pitchers who can match up against anyone. Burns on the best day can go up against anyone, and Freddie can strike out like 18 guys on his best day too. So one of the Brewers' third, like, next tier guys is going to have to step up, right? I personally wasn't really expecting anything from those guys heading into this series when we had our big three healthy. I was kind of hoping they were going to carry the load, and I still hope the big two do. Excuse me. But, yeah, I mean, Lauer, Wade Miley, can they do it in a postseason game maybe once? But one wrong pitch, one wrong location could be a multi-run home run for the other team. It's very concerning. The Brewers do have a solid bullpen. That's key. I do like their bullpen. Arizona, they pretty much have like four solid bats, right? If you look at their bats, they have Christian Walker, 33 homers, 103 RBIs. Ketel Marte, 25 homers, 82 RBIs. Corbin Carroll, 25, 76. Luis Gurriel Jr., 24-82 in terms of the RBIs. But if we look at post-All-Star break, so if we sort their splits and you sort it by OPS, really, Ketel Marte has an 826 OPS. Corbin Carroll has 811. Christian Walker has an 806. So those guys are still playing well. But Lourdes Gurriel Jr. has kind of been in that 725, a little above league average. If you sort it for the Brewers, if you look at the Brewers' bats and you sort that for post-All-Star break, look at OPS. William Contreras has an 880 OPS. So he's like the best bat in the series since the All-Star break. Tyrone Taylor, he's got an 850. He's the second best bat. Is he as good as a Ketel Marte or, you know, maybe one of these Christian Walker-type players? Probably not, but he's been hot. He's been making things happen. He's been hitting homers. He's been hitting doubles. Yelly, he's been hitting 812 OPS since the break as well. He's had a pretty good bounce back year. Carlos Santana's really picked it up of late, especially in the power game. Willy Adames has kind of been at that 724 OPS mark, league average range. If he can hit a big bomb, we'll see. We'll see what happens. The Brewers have a few X-factor players on their roster. Maybe some of the young outfielders, maybe a Frelick. You know, you never know what might happen with one of these young guys. Creating some magic. Maybe a Josh Donaldson, who's also, like, on the other end of that spectrum. He's, like, a crafty vet with a big stick. So he can smack a baseball. 3-1 home run, grand slam, big shot, big double. He can smack one, and he had three bombs and four doubles in a Brewers uniform in a very limited sample size. That's only 59 at-bats. So if you have like seven extra base hits and 59 at-bats, it's pretty good. You know, one out of every eight at-bats, Josh Donaldson. That's probably how many at-bats that are like 16 he'll get in the postseason, because he's probably not going to start many games, if any. So if he gets like, you know, one or two extra base hits, it's probably going to be big. My prediction, this certainly changes things. It doesn't just change things for this series. It changes things for the entire postseason run. You know, if the Brewers get Woody back, I don't see how they would. It sounds like, by the tone of things, it wasn't just like, oh, he's a little sore, you know, or oh, he had a blister, right? Like, when you're a starting pitcher, you could, like, stub your toe and that would put you on the injured list. You know, like, if anyone remembers Ben Sheets, he would get injured pretty much for anything. Very talented pitcher, but it's always one of the problems. You sign these guys to big deals, they get Tommy John, or they just spend a ton of time in the DL. It always happens. Yeah, I mean, I think if Brandon Woodruff was going to come back, it would have just been, like, left shoulder soreness, right? Or, excuse me, right shoulder soreness or right shoulder fatigue. Like, that seems like, okay, maybe he's out this series, and then maybe he'll return. It seems kind of like this is definitive. And Brewers fans, it makes things kind of interesting, because Woody was another one of these guys at the Brewers who kind of has, like, basically the rest of this year and next year until he hits free agency, maybe it's a massive payday, $100 million, $200 million. He's certainly worth something like that if he's healthy. But if your shoulder's, like, mush, which I'm not saying it is, it alters his entire career outlook, and that's very serious. Corbin Burnes, luckily he's been pitching pretty well. If you look since the All-Star break, Corbin Burnes has, I'm just pulling up the splits, one sec. He has a 2.71 ERA. Freddie Peralta's got a 2.81 ERA. Woody had a 2.59. So Brewers had three pitchers below three. That's like three aces. It's going to hurt. It's going to hurt. But Wade Miley, he had 10 starts since All-Star break. 3.25 ERA. Not bad. Colin Rea, 4.26. Yeah, 4.26. So you look at the Brewers relievers since the All-Star break. Colby Milner, 28 innings. 0.95 ERA, Abner Uribe, 1.57 ERA, Bryce Wilson, 2.43 ERA, Joel Pamps, 3.49 ERA, Devin Williams actually has a 1.07 ERA. I think the Brewers released Julio Teheran because since All-Star break, Brewers fans, he had a 5.84 ERA, and when you got an ERA near 6, you can't exactly bring him on the postseason roster and trust him, right? So it is certainly going to be interesting. One thing to note, the Arizona Diamondbacks actually kind of like spent their pitchers, their best two pitchers, Zach Gallen and their other pretty good pitcher, Merrill Kelly, trying to get in the postseason. So they did. They got that job done. But the problem is they now have to start Brandon Pfaadt, I believe they're starting. Pfaadt, I don't know how to say his last name, P-F-A-A-D-T. And his ERA is in the fives. You know, their starting pitchers after their top two is a big drop-off. So they don't have the luxury the Brewers have of having a very solid rotation. We'll see. I like the Brewers' chances to win this series. I loved them previously. It's one of those things, Brewers fans, just like last year at the deadline, when the Brewers trade away Hader, could they respond to adversity or not? Last year, they crumbled under adversity. The year before, they couldn't hit. The year before that was Trent Grisham and Josh Hader's blown save. It's been tough, but the Brewers have hit adversity once again. If they overcome it, they do have, like, pound for pound, in my opinion, a better team than the Diamondbacks. I mean, Contreras in himself is quite a weapon, especially in the catcher spot. Then you talk about the best players in the series. Like, would you rather have a Zach Gallen or would you rather have a Corbin Burnes? I think I would rather have a Corbin Burnes, to be honest. Like, Zach Gallen's cool. He's a good pitcher. He's very talented, and I like the guy. But I like the Brewers' remaining aces better than Zach Gallen and Merrill Kelly. Although, Arizona, you cannot sleep on those four bats. So, I think this is probably going to go three Brewers fans. I hope Council doesn't get cute and mess with the starting rotation too much. I think you got to put out Burnes and Freddie. Get the two wins, get on to the next series. Just survive in advance. At this point, you're in the dance, survive in advance. It's almost like Squid Games, right? We'll see. You're going to have to let us know your predictions, Brewers fans. Just DM Ike Brewers. It's going to be fun. Postseason baseball is special. Check out Ike Packers. Packers are in season. We got Ike Badgers roaring as well. They're in season. And Ike Bucks as well because the Bucks just got Damian Lillard. It's postseason baseball time. Magic's in the air. Could the Brewers do it? Why not? We'll talk to you soon, Brewers fans. Peace.
So they jumping all around it, but they gotta keep their head above the water so that they just don't drown in it. And now they wanna surf in it. Man, this ain't the ocean, but tell them that I say dive in, because this is what we striving for. to live, not caring what time it is. Take trips up to the islands, put cucumbers on your eyelids, hang out with all the hotties, turn rap from a hobby into a career. Bring out your soul, that champagne, have people call you by fake name, have people in the ear that say, oh dear, man, it sounds amazing. You're gonna make it famous, so keep doing what you're doing. Take this dream to fully pursue.
I love the way you're doing it.
How much?
So much. I love the way you're doing it.
How much?
So much.
I realize now I need the outlet. I see now I gotta give my all of it. The design for my life is complicated. Got a lot on the blueprint. New home, new whip, new girl, new stage, new outfit. I've gotta switch up my crew a little bit. Find new people for me to go out with. Get an act, kill a stage, be something that they won't forget. Make some stacks, engrave my name, make people wonder just how we did it. Take control of this world, just by living. Get that cute girl's number when you don't ask for a digit. Yes, I'm chasing this dream. Yes, it's within my reach. You know that I'll never let it slip away. Even when it's hard to breathe, I know that I gotta leave for this. But you know I'll be back to stay. And I promise upon my return that we'll all just hear them say,
I love the way you're doing it.
What?
I love the way.
Girl. Yes.
I love the way.
The lightning, imagine what we do in a studio, frightening. Love the slight, the world's a playground. Everybody listen to what I say now. Fear is gone and the sky's the limit. Say goodbye to the only young and timid. My heart is in this from start to finish. Better show up early cause you know I'll win this. And she said,
I love the way you